Welcome to the beginning of In My Shoes, the only inspirational podcast there is. I'm super excited to bring to you one story from two different perspectives. Today on the show, we'll be joined firstly by Andy Lavia, then by Fiona Saunders. Two Vincentians who currently are situated in Trinidad. Let's hear what these two incredible persons have to say. Good afternoon, Mr. Lavia.
Good afternoon. I'd like to say thank you for having me on your podcast. It's such a great honor.
And thank you for being here. Firstly, I want to start by asking, are you the only member of your family in Trinidad?
No, I'm not the only member of my family in Trinidad. Me and my sister live together in Bataria, and we have cousins as well in South.
What part of South?
Well, really and truly, I'm not from Trinidad, so knowing the name of the village or the place they live in is kind of difficult.
Okay. Who lives in Trinidad?
My cousin's parents from Trinidad.
Yes.
So they go and come to St. Vincent and Trinidad back and forth, and they offer me the opportunity to come to Trinidad with them.
Okay. I think me wanting that Vincentian's one in your voice. Okay, why don't you allow us to familiarize ourselves with the way Vincentians speak?
Well, being a part of Trinidad for the period of years that I have been here, speaking Trinidadian is, well, trying to speak more Trinidadian is something that comes natural to me. My twang has already left. My tongue left because I'm trying to speak more like Trinidadians, like you. So my tongue already leave.
Not talk like your native. Yeah, let me hear your native tongue.
Well, our native tongue is something similar to a broken English dialect, something like a Jamaican accent, but most people in my country speak Patois.
Yes.
As well, they speak Patois, they speak many different languages as well. But as I say, being part of Trinidad, my Vincentian twang already leave. I trying to adapt Trinidad twang.
No. I think you'll do fine as a Vincentian speaker. How many years are you in Trinidad?
Well, I in Trinidad 8 years now. True, because financial problems, then the pandemic, then the volcano. So right now, being in Trinidad is like the safest option right now.
What was your first impression learning about the volcanic eruption in your home country?
Well, first off, it was sad, scared, devastating, because I was wondering if any friends or family of mine got hurt or in the process of needing help to the volcano eruption. But gratefully and thankfully, none of my family members or friends got hurt or seriously injured or anything like that.
Yes.
And I have a sad feeling for most of the people from back home who got their house destroyed, their crops died, animals lost. It's a really sad thing.
Okay. When here in Aranguas on Mr. Lavia's workplace, Sonia Matia, mud and people walking, you and her sense of you. Are you scared for them?
Well, in a sense, I am scared for most of my Vincentian people, but Vincentian people are very strong people. They are very strong, strong people.
Yeah.
So being afraid for most Vincentians is like being disrespectful on a certain level.
Wow.
Yeah, because they are very strong, proud people. The volcano in Europe, you ain't see nobody jump and fly, nobody swim with nobody. Nobody just got up where they could take and they went to the other side of the island, who went in the safe zone, the green zones, and everybody tried to help out one another as well. Some people still didn't even leave after all of that.
How are you planning to help out a situation?
Well, the situation that I'm helping out momentarily in right now, that I'm donating to the Sawa Foundation. They have a foundation in Sawa by the promenade side. They can donate money, cases of water, canned stuff for the eating and bedding of Vincentian people.
And do you plan on returning to help?
If given the opportunity to go back and help, I will go back and help.
Yes.
But as of right now, to the corona pandemic, the borders has been shut down, no plane. Well, going by boat, you'll get sick, traveling too long. So, if given the opportunity to go back home, I will go back home and help out the situation as much as I am able and possible to.
Okay, we've come to the end of your interview. Is there anything you'd like to leave our audience with tonight?
I'd like to leave the audience with one little simple thing. This is the best podcast that you can ever listen to. The man is inspirational. The man is... I'm proud to be one of his friends.
And it's that.
Thank you for having me on the show, and everybody of Trinidad and Tobago and the rest of the world, I say, have a great day, have a great night, have a great time.
Thank you. Don't forget to join us after the break for Mrs. Saunders' point of view on the volcano. This is in my shoes. We'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you can not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you can become one yourself. Anchor will also distribute your podcast among all other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Thank you for staying with us. This is in my shoes. The only inspirational podcast there is. We've just heard from Mr. Andy Lavia, who is at work tirelessly to help get relief stuff for his country. Now we're going to hear from a healthcare worker, Mrs. Fiona Saunders, who is a native of St. Vincent. Let's hear her side of the story. Good night, Mrs. Saunders. How are you?
Good night, Chester. I'm not bad. I don't want a correction. I'm not a native. I'm a born Trinidadian, but very strong paternal heritage in St. Vincent, and I grew up there for a while. So I'm very acquainted with the island. Spent a lot of my early childhood years there, you know, and I'm acquainted with the island.
Okay. And my research says you spent 11 years in Trinidad. So I thought you just moved over here.
No, I came back 11 years ago.
Okay. Are you scared for the people of St. Vincent? Are you concerned?
Initially, when I got the news initially, I was quite scared. As I stated before, I have paternal heritage there.
Yes.
My parents still reside there. My grandparents, cousins, aunts, a lot of family members still reside there. Right? So when I initially heard about the volcanic eruption, yes, I was pretty scared. And a lot of my childhood friends are there, you know, best friends are still there. I was scared. I made contact almost immediately on hearing of it, and started to find out what was happening. From all reports that I was getting, you know, it was a scary encounter for the prison. A lot of the encounters that I got was from, like, my mom. My mom is a Trinidadian, so this is the first time she encountered something like this. And, you know, just they relating the story to me had me pretty scared about just hearing that rumbling and seeing the smoke blowing up.
Yeah.
I'm not there, it's a scary time. And especially knowing that I'm not there and I cannot physically help. It, you know, those things actually play with your mind sometimes. So, you know, it had me all over the place and in a frenzy about what can I do? Where can I turn for help? What, you know, all of that. But It's all good now. It's a little better than it was in the beginning. But initially, I was very, very scared about what was happening.
Yes, Mr. Lavia said, he was not scared at all because Vincentians are a strong people.
I would agree with Mr. Lavia 1,000+%. Very much to the strength of the people, very resilient. And I think a lot of the population, especially like my generation, have not experienced anything like this. So it is something amazing to them.
Yeah.
And yet it's something, as much as it's frightening, it is something amazing to them.
Yeah. What you consider yourself a native though?
Well, truth be told, when anybody asks me where I am from, I let them know that I am a born Trinidadian with some Vincentian breeding. You understand?
Yes.
I'm a born Trinidadian, but I still have some Vincentian breeding in me. Right? I don't ever, because as I said, I have very strong family lineage.
So yeah.
I still I'm a Trinidadian like this. And I love my country really. But I still have some Vincentian.
Okay, so how are you helping your island, St. Vincent, outside of St. Vincent?
How I'm coping, seeing it from the outside?
No, how are you helping?
Oh, how am I helping? Okay, well, initially when we heard about it, I spoke to my parents and they told me about the shortage of water, the shortage of food supplies. They also expressed to me that, you know, a lot of persons had to just get up and go. They didn't have any, basically anything, just work with whatever little documents they had and a few clothing. So
yes.
My husband and I started one time putting out Facebook posts, asking for donation where we could. My family shipped in. One time my family, who is in Trinidad, that's my mother's side of family, me and also
okay.
some of my father's family, we started to gather water. I mean, we got a lot of water. That was one of the main outcries. So
yes.
we sent up pallets and pallets of water. Pallets and pallets of water. We also asked for donation of food stuff, tin stuff. We also got a lot of clothing, you know, that were washed and that were clean.
Yes.
And those are the things that we sent in St. Vincent initially. We got some masks. You know, we were lazy with the people of St. Vincent because, as I said before, I have a lot of friends there. So we were lazy with them and finding out what we need. And we used that listing that we got from them and sent up supply.
Okay. Even I, by the time of this release, I give Mr. Lavia, who works in a language, but he said he is also, he's working with me somewhere. Regional corporation to get necessities for St. Vincent, I give him my donation.
Awesome.
Do you have any concerns for your family, and how do you cope knowing that they are stuck in that situation over there?
Well, at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
When I heard about the volcanic eruption, when I heard about the Galleon's Passage going up, right? I went online, started to follow the information, so that, as I said before, my mother is a Trinidadian. My sister also lives over there, and she's a Trinidadian. I have a daughter who lives over there, and, you know, she also has documents through me from Trinidad, right? So I went online and started to pull out the information about getting them on the Galleon's Passage to get them up. Spoke to my mother. I said, Mommy, you know, I'm organizing stuff for you all to come up. So you need to liaise over there to find out what is going on. When I spoke to my mother, like a day before, you know, I saw she was a bit apprehensive. So I was like, yeah. Are you all pulling out anything? Are you all following up? And then she said to me, I am not coming and leave my husband. My parents have been married for 30 plus years, right? She's like, I'm not coming and leave my husband.
Well, but tell that to what, Pat?
I was like, in my mind, I'm like, you are not serious right about now. Anyways, and she's like, my husband is not coming and leave his mother. So in order for her to come, I had to bring my father, and I had to get my grandmother here. My father and my grandmother are Vincentians. So you understand the complexity of the situation.
Yes.
So when she said that to me, I was like, yeah, I was really annoyed. But you know, and I said, if I was in that situation, would I have left my husband up for something else? I may not have. I may have wanted to be by his side to support.
Yeah.
And when I wanted my husband to leave his mother, I may not have wanted that either. So, you know, I kind of understood what she was saying, and I spoke to one of my cousins, and we talked about it, and then we were okay. We were like, okay, then, no problem. That's what you want to do, no problem. But, you know, anytime you want to come, once the borders, once the planes allowed in the country, you would let me know, and you know, we'll go from there. So when I heard her saying that, a little bit of comfort.
Yeah.
Knowing that, okay, I need not to be worrying this much. So that brought a lot of comfort to me, as I said before.
Did you ever think that this tragedy would be your reality?
Never, ever, ever. my grandparents
yes.
Spoke about 1979. We have read about 1902 when the volcano erupted before that, but we never, like our generation, you know, we always hear about it. Never think we'd have experienced it. While on that note, I've hiked last of it twice. I hiked it from the leeward side, and I also hiked it from the windward. And also a note, when it is safe to hike it, I am going to hike it again. Because I want that adrenaline rush, and I want that experience. So, you know, I always hiked up there, and you see suffering, as we would say, you see suffering. And yet, she just is dormant, she's sleeping. I never ever think we would have lived to see this, especially in a pandemic. So, you know, it's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
It is a double whammy. But, you know, I am sure that a lot of them from our generation could talk about that. And they could tell their grandchildren and their children and children, you know?
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And, you know, as much as it's devastating, it's still a fight or something, you know, that we can speak about after. Thankfully, we haven't had any deaths from the volcanic eruption, and it was a lot of ashes. So, you know, we still grateful and thankful.
Hands name of this episode. I think I found the name of this episode. Ascending Place.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
How awesome. Are you juggling being on this dealing with COVID and now having to deal with less suffering?
Let me tell you, it has been pretty, at the beginning, it was very difficult for me to balance because I would be outside of working hours. I'm always constantly on the phone, receiving messages. This one wants to do a donation. My husband and I have to go after. We had to actually literally sit down and plan a schedule of where to go for. It's where to go second, because my husband is a project manager. That's what he's studying,
yes.
Right? He ever be a team professional. So, you know, do better scheduling than dumb, right?
Yes.
So we had to do a schedule for all the persons that we were picking up the stuff from.
Why?
And we need everything before we move, so that, you know, you will not have much time wasting.
Why?
And on top of that, I still have
work. Oh, yes.
So I always write a challenge, you know, and I like when things challenge me. So, you know, it was like, yeah, this is a challenge. Let me get on it. Let me get there going and let me do this. So, you know, at the beginning, it was all jumbled in my head. But once I sat, I could think through it very fast and coordinate what needs to be done.
Okay. Well, Mrs. Saunders, we are 7 minutes over time. You've given us a wealth of information.
I didn't hear you properly, sorry.
Do you have any last words for our listeners tonight?
Yes, I do. Being a born Trinidadian and also growing up in Vincent for a number of years, I am sure I can speak on behalf of a lot of Vincentians. I am sure the general public would like to say thank you to Trinidad for their support. Thank you for you know, coming to the rescue when it was needed. And continue doing it, because St. Vincent needed help. It's a long road ahead of us. It's not just here, because after this, as the scientists predict, people could be in shelters for a very long time. And still after this, they have to go back to their homes.
Wow.
And, you know, people need help rebuilding their homes.
Yes.
However, you can assist St. Vincent in whatever little you can, you give it. Because we never know. We may be in a better position than they are now, but we never know what the future holds and who we are going to depend on to help us when we need that help. So keep up the good work, and if you have any donation, don't forget to send it. If you can't get it to me, get it to St. Vincent, however you may, because the people would appreciate it much.
And I'm sure that the audience heard you.
Uh-huh.
And we have an international audience, so you could be getting cases of water from as far as Germany.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes. And like I always say, keep smiling, keep your shoes on, keep walking. Good night, everybody.